Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey guys, and happy Monday. My name is Lila Higgins. If you're new here, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to dive into money mindset a little bit, but I want to be specific about it again, like I did a couple weeks ago. I want to chat through this video that I came across on Instagram by James Altucher, I think is how you say his name, and he said something super interesting in a recent IGTV video interview that I watched that a friend posted, and he said that money is a symptom of showing up, essentially. I'm misquoting, but he said money is a symptom of putting yourself out there, being known as a person of abundance, and serving the people around you. So oftentimes, I think the question comes up when you're new to the coaching business or you're thinking about starting consulting where like you don't want to offer like pick my brain sessions. You don't want to give stuff away for free. You're like, where is my paywall? Where is the line between this is a free thing that I'm offering and this is, you know, and then this is where you start to pay me. And I've had a couple people over the last few months who've reached out to me. We've been brainstorming things. We've been chatting. And often these people will say, let me know when I'm crossing the line where I should be paying you for this versus just taking, you know, taking this relationship deeper and having these deeper conversations. Because when you're a consultant, you're getting paid to consult. You're getting paid to share. You're getting paid to tell your story. You're getting paid to help people overcome mindset blocks, which oftentimes can look like a friendship, right? If you've got a good friend in your life that is someone who builds you up and strengthens you, oftentimes we are doing the same actions, having similar conversations to what we pay a coach or consultant for. And so I hear it a lot, like, where does my paywall start? When do I start charging people? I think I'm giving stuff away for free. And I loved his view on this because it was something that I haven't really seen in the industry. A lot of times the conversation is like, don't give anything away for free. You know, keep it to the content that you have and the limited DM conversations that really just lead people to a sale. It really has become like this is mine and I've worked hard for this. Don't ask me for it for free. And I think there is something valuable there. I think there is something to be said for not just, you know, whenever someone's like, tell me how to start a business, that you're like, here's, you know, the 1-10 step process. But I think that there is a balance here that we can swing too far on the pendulum of, you know, I'm giving all this stuff away for free. Whenever anyone asks me, I'm giving them advice. Whenever, you know, my DMs are totally open, to this other side where it's like, I don't do anything for free. All of my time is charged. All of my time is valuable. He brought up an important concept in this quote where he basically says, like, when you don't want to give stuff away for free and you hoard the knowledge and you hoard the resources, that often is also in conjunction with a scarcity mindset. So I'm sure you've heard scarcity mindset, abundance mindset, but let's break that down. Like, what does that actually mean? And why is it important for you to understand and actually operate within these specific mindsets? Now, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but it helps me as a Christian to know my God is a God of abundance. My God sets the table for his people. My God gives me the resources I need when I need them. That helps me in pursuing an abundance mindset. And so whatever your beliefs are, I hope that you can kind of learn to tie that to that core belief about who you are, where you've come from, why you are here, what your purpose is, how you're fulfilled in that, et cetera, et cetera. There is so much money, so much resource, and so many people on this earth. And whether you believe God put that there or the universe arranged that, there's a lot. And there's a lot more than we tend to operate in. We tend to be in survival mode, right? We tend to hoard. We tend to say, nope, like mine is mine, yours is yours. When we share, it can turn into war. And we don't want that. Like, we want to survive. We want to have what we have, continue to gather, and keep it for ourselves. But what James Altucher brings up is a very important concept to understand, that when you give, you also receive. when you hoard, you don't tend to receive. And these are kind of laws of nature, right? Like when we, even in like procreation, right? There has to be this exchange of an item to then create something new, right? The guy has to come in, and the boy dog has to come in, and the girl dog has to receive. Like there has to be this exchange of resource to then create a new life. Like that's a basic just human principle. And I think this kind of ties into the concept of creativity too, because like we talked about last week, or like I've talked about on Instagram this week, creativity is two things coming together to form something new. But you can't make a new thing without starting with two things, or without starting with a concept, or starting with a resource, or starting with something else. And when you have a scarcity mindset, you don't believe there's two things to combine. You believe I have this thing, and if I hold on to it, it will be enough. But the idea of an abundance mindset is that I have this thing, and when I combine it with your thing, it makes more. When I combine it with something else, it's going to produce more. And so I loved this idea. I'm all about like discussing the depths of like resource and finances and money. And like I've shared before, this is my goal for this year, is to become more financially literate, financially literate, not financially illiterate, or financial illiterate. Yeah. I want to become smarter with my money. I want to understand the core basics of how it works and get out of that survival mode of just like, do I have enough to pay my mortgage this month, into how can I make my money grow and work for me? And because of some personal situations in our life, we've come into more money than we've ever had. And I'm finding myself very lost and very kind of overwhelmed by the abundance of it. I realized something as I was going through this process that I don't understand and feel like I can control abundance, like I can control scarcity, right? When you're poor, if you've ever been broke, you know how to measure out, you know, the beans you're eating so that you can make it to the next meal. You know how to make sure that you're not spending too much, or get the cheaper coffee at Starbucks, or, you know, make these little budget tweaks so that you can actually make it another month. You know how to do, I'm really skilled in that. I know how to make a dollar stretch. And I've realized I don't know how to have enough and then have the wisdom and the experience to know what to do with the extra. I've never been in a situation where we had extra. We've always had enough, but it took some finagling to kind of stretch it. But I loved what he said about money is a symptom of being an abundant person. Money is a symptom of having an abundant mindset, because when you're giving stuff away, you're actually multiplying it, right? This is a very biblical principle, actually, in that we tithe to the church, and that's a command that God gives us, not because he needs anything from us, but because he wants to see our resources multiplied. And so we give into this pot, and then we say, you know, let's multiply all of the contributions of the people. But you can't multiply something if you're not sharing it. You can't multiply something if you're not giving it away. And I do not mean offer free services. Like there's a very fine line here. And I think people often will share from a place of scarcity just as much as they'll share from a place of abundance. So you can't be sharing because you feel like, you know, maybe I'll find some value. Maybe I'll like be able to gather up some testimonials and then I'll be valuable. Like that's scarcity also. You can, though, when opportunities present themselves, share your expertise, contribute to that situation, be creative, be combining the things that you're seeing with your own experience, with your own knowledge, and watch things multiply. I want to see you multiply the things that you have. And I'm not just talking about material things. I mean, I want to see your skills and your story and your experiences and the value that you bring as a human to this earth. I want to see that multiplied. I want to see you impact people, right? That's what impact is the multiplication of these ideas and these stories and these methods and this inspiration to live deeper, to be creative, to have fulfillment, to find joy in life, right? That's impact. You're changing the trajectory of people's lives. That cannot happen if you're worried about giving it away and if you're worried about people stealing it. That's often a conversation And obviously there's a lot of nuance here, but often the conversation is, I don't want to share, they might steal my idea. And the way that James Altucher looks at it is that if they're stealing it, it was a good idea. And that's a good thing, because good ideas multiply good ideas, and bringing together concepts multiplies and brings abundance. But you cannot have that if you have a scarcity mindset where you're holding on to everything. So this is something I'm deeply in the midst of. I could talk about this all day. I won't keep you much longer. But I'd encourage you, check your mindset. Are you operating in your business, or as you're dreaming about what you want to do as a coach or consultant, are you operating from a place of scarcity? Thinking like, oh, there's not enough people. I don't know what I want to share. I don't want to put it out there yet because maybe someone will steal it. Are you operating in that mindset? Because that mindset is not going to get you anywhere. It's not. I've done it. I've been in business for 10 years. I've spent my fair share of time being worried that like people would steal my idea, or being worried that there wouldn't be enough, or being worried that if I, you know, took this opportunity, then I would miss out on these opportunities. But the honest truth that I can tell you from 10 years in business is that the best times in my business have been times when I just gave myself away. I just gave what I had. I was helpful. I called up people and said, hey, I have this idea for you. Hey, you know, this would look really good. I gave away designs occasionally when I had inspiration. Like I said, there's a fine line between that just working from a scarcity mindset and working from an abundance mindset in when you're giving things away for free. Check yourself, because your motivations matter, your intent matters. And if your intent is to find some, like, you know, scratch up some sense of value from giving stuff away for free, that's not abundance, that's scarcity. If your intent is to, get noticed or have people like you, or, you know, be affirmed by people, that's scarcity. That's not going to work. But if your motivation is to give and to serve and to be there for your people and to see people change, that's abundance. I think we can operate in both at times. So keep that in mind. There's a duality to humanity where we want one thing, but we do another thing, or we do this thing, but we actually wish we had done it this way. And so just keep that in mind and give yourself grace in the process, but always remember that there's more than enough. There's more than enough to create. There's more than enough opportunity. And the only way to really, truly find that sense of fulfillment and sense of abundance is to think abundantly, is to focus on what there is in front of you, do something with that, and that will multiply and make more, instead of hoarding what you have and keeping it all for yourself because you're scared. That's my Monday mindset hack for you, or conversation, I guess. A lot of these thoughts in these podcasts that I've been making, I feel like I'm still in the midst of, right? I'm still processing, and I think it's driving some healthy conversations. So if you've one of the people who've reached out to me because of the podcast, I really appreciate you. And I want to hear what you guys think. Am I totally off base? Are you, you know, were you raised with a totally different context and culture? And how does that change and affect what your business is like? I would love to hear it. So as always, reach out to me at Lila@thehigginscreative.com. That's Lila with an H, because my mom wanted to be special. Or find me on Instagram at Lila Higgins. And I will see you guys tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by my brand new 2021 program. I'm calling it the Leap Accelerator, and it is for exiting corporate women who want to move from the traditional and expected corporate cookie cutter path into a profitable and purposeful business model, so you have the control, lifestyle, schedule, and freedom you've been wanting. Now, I know 2021 has thrown a wrench in things, and I want to make sure that you leap with confidence. So we're going to spend a whole year together helping you match your corporate salary with your coaching business. Here's the Leap promise. We're going to help you leverage the skills you've cultivated to build a business model that fits the lifestyle that you want. We're going to help you earn money from your own offer creation and online brand. I'm going to help you accelerate your online content strategy so that the right people find you. And then we're going to propel you towards the woman, wife, mother, leader, whatever you've always wanted to be. This is the business in a box you've been looking for. Let me partner with you And I'll be building your website and your brand and helping you manage your social media on the back end. And on the front end, I'll be teaching you how to show up as a coach with a specific skill set that you have worked so hard to build. And let's get you ready to leave your corporate job this time next year. To find out more information, go to thehigginscreative.com/leap and request a brochure. I can't wait to help you leap. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.